hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we love to talk about on Yo Bravs, and sometimes Netflix too, okay? I'm Ronnie, and that's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Welcome to Below Deck Midday, Bean.
Oh, such a sad Below Deck Mid. So
it really
sad is.
The day the Kiko died. And they were singing. It's a lot of Kiko sobbing.
My Brazilian pie.
Oh, the levee broke the levee, but Cuqueta was dry.
How was I to know what Vegas food was like?
This will be the day that I fry. Everybody, welcome to Watch What Crappens. We're just having a lovely day here. Ben's having a lovely day with some sun in Los Angeles. I'm about to have a thunderstorm out there. It's lightning.
Wow. Fun.
I just saw a squirrel run past the windows, terrified.
Sounds like you're not leaving port today, Ronnie.
Oh, I'm sure not. God, it's chappy out there. Guys, welcome to the show. Go get your face masks. We're still in that time where we need to protect ourselves. We've got a bunch of them over at crappensmerch.com. Yes. Also, go watch our videos. We're doing Beverly Hills and New York this week as Crappens On Demand videos. There's over 100 there, so go check those out. And we're supporting some... Go ahead.
I was going to say, we got some other fun stuff, too. We got Discord channel over on Patreon, which if you are at the Discord level or higher, you can come and chat. It's like a giant group text with all the other Crappens peeps. And the other thing that I was going to say, now I forgot. Oh, I forget.
Well, tell everybody about Neil's new podcast.
Oh, yeah. So our friend of the podcast, Neil Young, not the singer, but the... wonderful gentleman, Neil
Wouldn't
Young.
That'd be something.
I know. He has a podcast that's just like, I'm podcasting. I'm Neil Young. Neil Young, he is one of the co-hosts of Past Present, which we've talked about before, which is an excellent, excellent podcast that looks at current events through the lens of history. It's Neil and two other historians. It's so good, and it's really important to listen to these days with everything being so crazy. But Neil and his co-hosts are coming out with a new podcast, I think this week or next week, called Welcome to Your Fantasy, which is about the history of Chippendales. So support him, because he is not only a friend of ours.
I love that. What a great idea.
Yeah, their history is crazy. It's crazy. And they're going to take us through it, because they are really, really like top level historians. And they're going to break it all down for us. And listen, not only is Neil like a friend of ours, but he is also an avid listener of Crappens. So let's pay it forward, and let's help with their new podcast, Welcome to Your Fantasy. Everyone just go subscribe, and let's That's get that great. Into the top of iTunes and Spotify.
That. Love yeah. it. Congrats, Neil. Buddy.
Congrats. Big deal. It's a big deal, this podcast that they have coming out. So
yeah,
let's make
really
it a big
cool.
thing for them. Yeah.
Okay, let's get on with some Below Deck Mediterranean. The captain is where we left off last week, in the kitchen talking to Kiko, basically firing him. And yeah. she's like, okay, Kiko, come on. Let's just get through this charter. And he's like, and then I leave? And she just nods. And she's like, come on, let's finish strong. Do your food, Kiko. Do your food, which is currently getting you fired, which I'm pretending I'm celebrating right now, by putting my hands in the pear position and then waving them at you. So I seem like I'm being a good person, even though I'm dissing you to your core right now.
I'm going to say something that sounds really empowering, but it really just it gets me out of a sticky situation. Do your food. Just do it. Do it.
You know what? You do fireable you. Okay? You do fireable you, Kiko.
Fry what you want to fry. If you want to make a brownie out of a Monopoly piece, do your food.
Fry and let fry on another boat. Okay, but today, just do something sloppy. Here's what I want to see come out of the kitchen. Something that doesn't look like it belongs on this yacht. Okay, Kiko?
You know, there once was a wonderful James Bond movie, and I'm going to paraphrase here, but it was called tomorrow never fries. Okay, and I want you I want you to take that right now to heart.
You know, I'm going to have Adele come in here and sing Fry Fall. Okay? This basically was
here, Kiko, I want you to fry another day. Okay? I think you'll fry another day.
You know what, Kiko? Fry a pussy. Okay?
You are the man with the golden fryer.
All right. Okay. Reel it in.
Fry Raker. The frying daylights. Golden fry. Golden fry. There it is. There it is.
Yeah. Let's just end this with, give me a golden fry, Kiko. Okay. And he's like, so my last day is tomorrow? And she's like, God, you know, it feels like I just keep hammering this guy who continues to put his heart into it. But gosh, he sure bit off more than he can chew. And as a captain, you can like somebody a lot, but if they're not trained properly, they basically turn into a Benson and Hedges chomping little monster on... Oh, sorry, Hannah, I didn't see you standing there. Okay, clear so I can finish this. Okay, poor, they poor turned Kiko. Into a Hannah, all right?
Yeah, he bit off way more than he could chew, and apparently whatever it was he was biting off was deep fried. So it was a lot. It was a lot for his system.
He's like, well, I'm not going to make you guys lose money because I'm a failure. And she's like, you're not a failure. You're not a failure. You're basically, you're like Captain Hook giving a high five, Kiko. A bloody failure. No, Kiko, you're not. You're like the one-armed man giving a proper hug. Okay, now can you grow an arm? Who am I to say no, you can't grow an arm? Maybe you'll be able to hug properly if science intervenes. Okay, that's what I'm saying. Don't cry. But
You're not a failure. You're just not a success. That's all. So then Jess is like, what happened? And Kiko's like, now I'm fucked in front of everyone. I'm fucked in front of everyone.
Don't be sad. There's like, there can be good tips in that job. I did that between bingoing and tattooing.
You're acting like getting fired is a problem. Do you know I've had 35 jobs since last month? It's like normal. Good I got point. Fired from bingo, okay? I got fired from bingo because I couldn't understand how it worked, okay?
So Unit's like, what's going on, bro? He has two lines in this episode because they've kind of kept their promise. So he's like, what's going on? And he's like, I'm fired, man. No!
And then Hannah comes in and he's like, I cook tomorrow and then I have to go. Okay, and she's like, silent honey eyes, silent honey eyes. And Kiko's like, you know, that's what we just discussed before, no, right? Vegas-y style, you know, and I've never been to Vegas. I don't know how it is. And, you know, they complain. They say it looked like kids' food, and the captain said it was horrible. And Hannah's just like standing there, like processing. Like,
yeah, she's so stressed, and you know she's stressed because normally she plays with her necklace, but now she's like twirling her radio wire and like eating it.
She's starting to tremble and she's just staring, and then Kiko's like, yeah, don't worry, and she just walks away and then goes off to a deck and is just sniffling, and she's like, oh, I fucking hate this fucking job right now.
Yeah, and she stands at the front of the boat, but she doesn't. It's like, I'm not the king of the world, honey. Oh, it's like the opposite of the king of the world.
She's she's doing the pose that we didn't see off camera, which is that while they're doing I'm the king of the world, there's the lady standing nearby saying, get down from this instant. That's what Hannah's pose is.
Yeah. And she feels bad because I've let Kiko down, honey. I was the one who suggested this Vegas menu. I feel honestly shaken to my core.
Well, I feel bad for the diners. I think they were even more shaken. So Kiko, yes, now Kiko tells Rob that he's all fired. And he's like, you know, I took a risk and I fucked up. You know, Captain has her opinion. She don't want me here. And now I'm feeling like the most sad people ever. Which is so sad. I don't really feel like he took a risk. I'm like, Kiko, that's I'm right. not it's, sure you took a risk. But
you serve chicken fingers, okay?
Yeah. Like, if it's good enough for a kid, it's not a risk.
Yeah. And then Malia and Bugsy are talking about it. And Bugsy's like, I feel so bad for Kiko. My saliva fooled eye. How do you come back from that? Patterns. Yeah. You know what he needs? Some Brett. I'm going to
to get him some berets with diamonds that say words like fish sticks, love, fries.
Fries. It's like when you want to bring the thunder and all you do is have a little box of marbles that goes brruh, 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 brruh. It's not thunder. It's not thunder.
This is yawning. The show must go on.
And the guys are getting, everybody's getting ready for this big Vegas party. And one of the guests is like, this is Vegas. What happens in Vegas stays here.
I'm like, so like, you're not advertising. What happens in Vegas remains in a geographical location akin to Vegas.
And then we begin one of my favorite sequences of all time, even though it's really sad. They're like, oh my God, it's Vegas. Yeah. They keep cutting to Kiko, sobbing in bed. And then they cut back. It's like,
yes, Vegas.
Yeah, it's like the saddest scene ever. And then they're like stripping in the middle of it. And then they're cutting to like Hannah with just like honey eyes to herself. And Kiko like just sobbing. And it's like, what is happening here?
Guys stripping, cut to Hannah and no music, staring at a plate.
And no. And Sandy sees Hannah in the galley and she's like, why are you shaking? Is this your way of asking for a hug? Come on, bring any. No hug. Okay.
It's like Captain is expecting a fight from Hannah and she's not getting one, so she just keeps following her around. It's weird.
Yeah.
She's like just staring her down and Hannah's obviously ignoring her. Why are you shaking there? She's like, I'm upset. Why? Oh, because of Kiko. And Hannah's like, mm-hmm. And she's just kind of taking out plates curtly. And then the captain just stands there, stares so at her, awesome. Crosses her arms, leans on the wall, just watches her. Like, I'm here if you want to start a fight. Or, you know, that new chef's coming any day now, so I'm going to need to get you fired here pretty quick.
Yeah. So and then upstairs, Alex is leading another poker night. And it's like, polka, who wants to play some polka? And then again, it cuts back to Kiko being, hello. In his bed. It's just like, oh God, this poor guy. I mean, he is so sweet and he is taking it so to heart. And then Jess starts to cry also for Kiko.
She's yeah.
Like, so I'd cry. Just cry. Just cry.
And then Hannah goes into Kiko's room and she's like, listen here, I really fucking like you. I feel like you're in so much pain and that means I'm in pain because you are mine. Honey. You're my mine, honey. Right, honey? He's like, I don't know what to do for breakfast because I don't have the energy or the mind to do it. And she's like, I'll help you. I'll be up early to help you, Kiko. And he's like, this is real love, Hannah. You're a good person. Friends forever. And they hug and cry.
Nothing cements a lifetime friendship than helping put some croissants on a plate in the morning and taking them out to the guests. That really seals it.
Yeah, in my world. So the guests go to bed. Rob's making out with Jess all over the boat, you know. And then yeah. Rob goes into bed and Kiko's just sobbing still under the covers. And Rob's like, I feel saddened. He's a beautiful person. And I had to see his world ending in front of his face. That's hard.
What do you call a chef that cries late at night? A human travesty. Hot.
I'm literally sleeping under a wet blanket. Hot.
This is unappetizing. Hot.
So it's 3:55 a.m. and it's black and white because of the night kims. And we're here breathing. Hard breathing. And Malia wakes up and gets out of bed and opens the bathroom door and Hannah's in there. Oh, no.
She's having a honey attack.
An attack of the honeys. And she's like, I think it's a honey attack. I need a Valium. I need a Valium.
Malia's like, isn't that a prescription? What I meant was I need a valiant effort to keep me feeling better. That's all. Not Valium, you crazy, crazy bosun. That's you who said that, not me.
Yeah, and we hear a bottle open, and because this is all off camera, we hear like, and she's like, I need this Valium right now. And Malia, yeah, she says, is that a prescription? And then she's like, you're going to be okay. And then we just hear the lid to the pills fall on the ground. It's very dramatic.
I didn't hear the lid. I didn't realize that, but I'm glad you caught that.
Yeah, we hear like a... We hear like a... I need a Valium. You're going to be okay.
Wow.
So then they come it's out like of the bathroom it's
like
and
a,
hug.
It's like a video installation at a modern art museum. It's like, ooh, you're going to sit in this dark room and hear all the noises around you.
I know. Well, all this is very important because apparently it's going to be very important. And so it's off camera. So you really have to listen like a radio show to the sound effects. Like, whoop, I hear the pill. Now, did that? What kind of pill bottle did that sound like? Was that heroin in that bottle? Now, wait a second.
So Malia's like, okay, well, just get some sleep. Just get some sleep. Okay, I'm going to be up. I'm going to be up here. Okay, bye, bye, bye. And it was actually nice. Malia was really sweet to Hannah. She was like, Malia's been great this season. I think she's been like just a superstar. So Malia goes back to sleep. And then we see Hannah going like in and out of the bathroom. She keeps going into that bathroom. She's like, oh, case of the honeys. Don't know which room I want to be in. Do I want to be in the bathroom? No. Do I want to be in the bedroom? No. Bathroom? No. Bedroom? No. Honeys. I got the honeys.
Honey, 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 honey. So then we get that sound effect, which means that was a very important scene. So then Kiko gets out of bed the next morning and goes down, and he's like super sad to cook breakfast, and Hannah's still in bed. They keep cutting back to Hannah in bed, not helping him. Kiko, the captain comes in. She's like, oh, hi, Kiko. Did you sleep? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to stand here and watch you fail while I drink coffee. Do you mind? You know, TV's not working, all right?
He's like, yeah, I was able to sleep a little bit. They want fish, right? So we're not going to fry that fish, right? No one likes fried smoked salmon, right?
And he's like, yes, I'm making fish. And she just stands there staring at him while she has her coffee. And and it's really awkward. And she goes, thank you, Kiko. Thank you.
He's like, you're welcome. And then she tells him, then she goes, this is hilarious. She goes, you know, it's hard to fire people. You know, I once hired my nephew, and my first officer told me he's terrible. So I went to my nephew and I said, listen, you're a terrible, terrible contribution to this boat. And I know we've been trying to find something for you because your parents were like, he has no future. And I thought I could help you, but I couldn't. You're not going anywhere in life, and you're definitely not going anywhere by yacht. So that's just the way it goes, you know? Not
about liking someone or not. I don't want you to feel like a failure. You're just basically Little Orphan Annie without a wig. Okay, you're Little Orphan Annie with parents, okay? That means that you're not an orphan, and you don't get to be in the musical, okay?
Yeah.
But you're not a failure. You just weren't cast as Little Orphan Annie. Now go.
Have you ever thought about Blockbuster Video? They have a great employment situation, and that's an industry that's going to be around for a long time. So, hey, why don't you go over there? I'm sure things will work out over there, okay?
Now, there's an industry with growth. Blockbuster.
They don't call it Blockbuster for no reason. It's not called Bomb. It's a Blockbuster.
It's not called Failure Buster, okay?
Blockbuster. Now you put on that blue shirt. And you give someone a recommendation on what's your favorite Jackie Chan movie, okay? This is your lane. That's what you're good at.
So she's not getting any action down in the kitchen, so she goes to put her nose in the upper deck where Jess is just at the table. She's like, Jess, you did a great job on that table. And you know I'm not just saying that because I'm honest. Ask Fally McFry down there, okay?
I love how you accentuated the tablescape with little bingo balls. That's fun. Oh, is that what those are? I always thought those were strange number earrings.
So Kiko is like, I cannot cook. I cannot cook fish. I don't have the mind to cook. I cannot go.
I cannot toast the bagel this morning.
This is so 2020, by the way. Just this whole like, I cannot work because my work is love. And right now I'm feeling no love. I would be going to bed. You know what? It's called the economy, okay? It does not give a shit if you don't feel good. Get your ass up and go to work.
I know. So, and by the way, like, he didn't have to... Kiko kind of brought this on himself, aside from the fact that he fried everything last night. Like, Sandy was not trying to fire him in the middle of the charter, but he kept on saying, like, if you want to fire me, you can. She's like, let's just get through this. But if you want to fire me, it's okay. She's like, well, let's get through... So it's my last day, right? It's my last. Say it, say it, say it. And she's finally like, yes. Fine.
Yeah, but she also should not have fired somebody before they were fired, you know? I mean, you got to learn that. You fire somebody when you're ready to kick their ass down the ramp.
Yeah, know? That's right. So, so he's back in bed. And Alex, we have a moment with Alex and Pete. And Alex is like, hey, did you speak to Kiko this morning? And Pete's like, yeah, he seems down. Like, he seems down. He's bawling in his cabin right now. Aww. He's had tears coming down his cheeks for the past 18 hours. I love, aww, like, Pete's powers of the observation.
So Bugs is like, is Kiko going to do the actual breakfast? And Jess says he's gone. There's bacon in the microwave. And Kiko's just in bed. And so Captain's like, so where's Kiko? Where's Kiko? Well, apparently he's done. I don't even know. She's like, well, where is he? So she goes to his cabin and she's like, Kiko, can I talk to you a minute? Hey, you gonna do breakfast? Or he's like, I can't do it. My head is so fucked up. I can't do it.
What if I tell you that after breakfast, you can deep fry anything you want? This walkie-talkie, if you want to deep fry it, you can do it. Come on. You can do this.
All right, listen. Make a sloppy breakfast, okay? That's fine. Just make something that doesn't look like it belongs on a yacht. Just slop something on the plate, okay? Preferably just make it super mushy and sloppy, okay? You want to do that? He's like, okay.
And then they just cut to Jess. She's in the laundry room and she picks up some garment and she goes, holy hell! And then just cuts away from her.
So then Hannah and Kiko are in the kitchen, and Hannah's like, honey, how you doing? He's like, it's a nightmare. My food is emotional. She shouldn't have fucked with my head. It's like, we'll all do service with you. Remember last night I told you I was going to help you, and that meant I was going to do exactly what I do every day, which is just kind of come up down here and take up plates, okay? I did it. I stuck to my word, damn it.
He's like, I feel sad. Oh, see, I just cut myself. See, oh, it's a sad cut. Look, it's a sad face. I cut myself a sad face on my finger.
Yeah. It's like have at the end of the notebook, everybody left the theater like with bandages. They're like, ouch.
Yeah.
That's what sad people do. We bleed.
So Malia's telling Sandy that Hannah had her like panic attack last night, and Sandy goes, yeah. It's sad. It's a sad time right now, right? Am I right? Hey, no one's actually made me any cereal yet this morning, so I don't know what's going on with Kiko. I know he's sad, but how about we get those, turn those sad into some cheery O's, you know what I'm saying? Huh? Huh? Anyone?
And Malia's like, well, as captain, it comes back to you, and people have to know that. And she's like, yeah, I know there, my little brown noser. It's what's expected, and that's why I'm in this seat. Because I am the captain. They're like, yeah. So then anchor down. Everybody likes their breakfast. And Hannah's going to send Jess and Rob out for their date. An excursion.
And yeah, Hannah's tending to everyone. And Crystal, who's the primary's wife, she's like, I feel like if I had Hannah's job at night, I would punch a pillow because she always has to put a smile on. I'm like, as far as I can tell, Hannah only has a smile about 30% of the time. She's like actively scowling at all guests at all times.
Yeah. So Rob's like, it's our first date. And Bugsy says, I remember when me and Alex had our first date. It was romantic. So the guests get on the tender, and Captain calls Hannah to the office. And she's like, Hannah, what's wrong now? Besides Kiko. She's like, well, when somebody's really emotional, it's infectious. What can I say? She's like, well, look, I want to finish on a strong note, okay? So I said, Kiko, I just want you to put some poo-poo in a bowl, stir it up with some Cheerios, and add some Splenda on top if you want to. Just do you, okay?
Do your food. Hannah, did you hear me when I said that? Because it was such a good moment. I said, do your food. I don't know if it really got with him, but do your food. Man, it's so good. I actually wrote a letter to Mountain Dew. I was like, you know what? Don't do the dew. Do your food, Mountain Dew.
And Hannah, anything wrong? And Hannah's just like rubbing her hands, you know, like trying to get out of there and not say anything bitchy. She's just like, honey, captain. And she's like, Hannah, you can always talk to me. You know that, right?
Hannah, I just have one thing to say to you. Do your food. I don't know what you cook, actually. It's a little scary to me, but whatever it is, do it, Hannah. Do your food.
So then the excursion, Rob and Jess take the guests out, and one of the guys is like, whoa, they really like each other. This is definitely not like Bugsy and Alex. And one of the girls goes, yeah, this is Jessica and Rob. Job.
Yeah. And then Jess goes, huh, it's the first job I actually like. Huh.
I know, you know Jessica's not staying in this relationship if it's called job. She's out of there.
Yeah. Way to ruin it.
Commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay. Higher than high res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
One day you're Rachel Zinn, the next day you're out.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
Janin better than Kyle Richards.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Erica, 500 Days of Summers.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
The Wyndham beneath our wings, it's Joe Wyndham.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Lordess, the Lordess of the Rings.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
So now Hannah's crying on the boat, because everyone's got to cry this episode. And then we see Sandy on the phone, one of my favorite things on Below Deck. Hey, Norma, hey, I really need a good chef. Just send me what you can. Send me. No, I understand that this is a TCBY, but just, you know what, we need anyone. If it's someone who can scoop yogurt, so be it.
Hey, Norma, it's me, Captain Sandy. If you can't find anyone, if you can't find someone, do what you can. I just wanted to say, do your food.
What'd you say? This is a FedEx Kinko's? Okay. Norma. So now they're walking around on land, and they gave Jess like some sort of dossier to read aloud. She's like the tour guide, and she's like, so that's the monastery. It was once home to kings and monks and Frederick Chopin. They're like, Chopin? Yeah, Chopin. Chopin. They're like, Chopin. I'm not sure. I don't have a pan to show you. No.
It's like, this town is really beautiful, but I just keep staring at Rob. Ah! Like, you guys are boring me, I have to say. I'm my finger's on that fast forward, but I don't fast forward it because we have to do this, but it's on. I'd still put it on the fast forward button. I don't want to watch you fucking make out all over the place, okay? You're boring and gross. Stop it.
So then we go back to the boat, and Alex has come into the galley, and he's sort of checking in on Kiko and Bugsy, and he starts massaging Bugsy's back, and she's like, "You're such a sweet kid," and he's like, "You know, that's a terrible thing to say. That's a terrible thing to say. Next thing you're telling me is that Tom Brady left the Patriots for Tampa Bay. Never say that, but to me, okay? Never say that."
He's a little young for me. I mean, 23 and 29, but I did pride myself on being quite the cougar.
I brought the cougar thunder.
So Rob is hanging out with Jess, back with Rob and Jess, and he's like, I always had this standard with my mother. It's the last time I felt seen, and now I feel seen and heard, which is nice.
And touched. And caressed, and spoken to, and held, and thought of, and number given to from bingoed.
So then everybody's having a really good time, and the guests are like, you guys, you're so cute together. And then Rob and Jess have a moment alone, and he's like, oh, God, I love you.
What?
Is that crazy?
Yeah, kind of.
She's like, who knew? I'm scared of.
She's like, previously, the scariest thing on this yacht was that juicer that keeps squirting me in the eyes. But now this is even scarier. I really don't know what to do with myself.
So then Malia is sitting on the sun deck, and she calls her boyfriend Tom. And she talks to her boyfriend in baby voice, which is really obnoxious. I hate when people do that. It's like, hey, everybody, get on deck.
Hi, Tom. It's me. I just can't wait to see you.
So she's like, yeah, I'm on the swim platform. It's been a hectic day, and we're kind of down a person. And he's like, oh, really? And she starts saying, yeah, I told Tom about what happened, and he just felt so bad. And, like, he said, gosh, I would never want to do that again.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Work on a 60-meter again? Not me.
Not ever.
So then Hannah's with Kiko again, and she asks him if the captain told him when he's going to leave. And he's like, tomorrow, and I can't leave now and be disrespectful to the guests. I'm not a quitter.
Yeah. So, and meanwhile, as the guests are heading back, one thing that they want, they're doing this 90s hip-hop party tonight. And so Alex and Malia are going to be doing, like, a rap. And so we see a flashback of Hannah going up to everyone and saying, does anyone have any rapping skills from the 90s? Which I'm already just, like, shuddering. And I'm just so glad Bugsy did not volunteer, because I can only imagine,
my name is Bugsy, and I'm here to say I wear bear rats every day.
My name is Bugsy. The boat won't go under. I'm going to bring it just like I bring.
Thunder, we get it. Shut up. Get your fucking barrettes out of here, lady. Yeah, I don't think I needed the white girls doing rap. But you know what? You guys do you. You know, this is the episode about embracing your failure. So let's just do this.
Yeah, yeah. I say, you know, you've already hit the... After the Vegas night, you can only go up, even if it's with... Even with Malia, Alex, and Bugsy crafting a rap song, that's still going to be an improvement. So
yeah, so you're just basically going to serve them audio fried fish and chicken.
Audio fried fish. It's like, what's up? We got Southside on deck. We got Captain Sandy at the wheel. We ain't gonna wreck. I'm Malia. I run these boys. Deck team's your squad when you want them toys. Alex with the poker face.
If he comes near me, I'm gonna spray him with mace.
So then, let's see. A guy goes out on a wave runner, and he's like, the waters are really rough, and he's jumping on the wave runner. Amelia's like, Captain Sandy, there's a guest on a jet ski. The conditions are rough. She's like, I'm watching him. But it could be a disaster, because she can't save everyone. And Rob is making out with Jess. And
yo, well, this is the big controversy, because while Malia needs all hands on deck, Rob is inside, and he's like becoming a basket case because she didn't say I love you back. And he's like, there's too much going on and you're not communicating. And that's got me into my head a little bit. I said it, you know, I said it. I said, let's drive to the border and drop off these bags of who knows what's inside them. I said it, and you didn't say anything back.
Well, I'm just worried that I'm going to be completely in love, and then, like, I'm going to get hurt. Aww.
Like, literally, I'm going to be so in love, I'm going to close the door on my hand again, and I will get in physical pain. I just don't want that.
So then the guy's jumping on the jet ski, and then we cut back, and he's like, but I don't want to get hurt either.
Where's your location? Where's your location, Rob?
Pain. Oh. Pain is my location.
And Jess is like, you're not on break. And he's like, no, but don't worry about it.
We need everybody standing watch. I can't save them both myself.
Oh, don't worry about her. Don't worry about her.
Someone is drowning. We have attention all deckhands. We have someone drowning in the Mediterranean.
Mm.
That can wait, because I'm drowning in emotion.
So he's like making, you know, taking his sweet ass time getting up there. And Jess is like, I wanted to say I love him back, but I felt it, but like part of me has fear he doesn't mean it, and like it's hard for me to trust. I get it from my parents. I guess I should talk to my therapist about that one.
Like, you have a therapist? What are they doing? You've had 30 jobs within a year. What is that therapist doing?
Technically, he's just the crossing guard that is by my intersection, but still, like, he really listens well. Yeah, so she just, you know, it's hard for her to trust Rob. Maybe it's because he's in an open relationship at the moment. And he just said, like, I love you to his ex/current girlfriend on Instagram.
Well, he said he broke up with that girl.
Oh.
Remember?
It's complicated.
He's like, oh, I ended it. Oh, I ended it. So Malia is like, I needed you on deck, Rob. Where were you? And when you do that, you need to tell me, because then it's like Rob has disappeared. He's like,
I was lost. In love.
So then Kiko, meanwhile, is just talking about how he, like, there's no second chances, and that's why he doesn't quit, because there's not many chances in life. I'm like, that's fine, but you were also the one that was like, you can fire me if you want. You want to fire me? You can fire me.
Yeah. And he's crying again. He's like, yeah.
Poor guy. I mean, he is so earnest and so sweet and so lovable. I hope everything works out for Kiko.
Kiko's going to be just fine. Don't you worry.
Okay, so good.
Everybody's preparing for this 90s party. Hannah's trying out this new boombox she got for the party, and it just starts blasting out Spanish music at her.
it's like a lady, sort of like in English, it would probably be something like, to set up your Bluetooth, Bluetooth connected, but instead of, I don't know, because I don't speak Spanish, it's like, Positivo el Perdido. She's like, Joder!
It's probably a Spanish version of that Anna Wintour lecture she was listening to a few weeks ago. It's like, to be a leader. So Malia and Kiko are talking, and Malia's like, you know, Kiko, I know this is really hard for you, but I just want you to know that my boyfriend, who's totally coming here on a coincidence the day that you're leaving, said that he has a soft spot for you because, like, he freaked out on his first 60 yacht, too. And now look at him. He's so successful that he's coming to replace you on the 60-foot yacht that could have terrified him before. Do you understand? It's like a circle of life. We're winning, you're losing. But don't worry. It's a circle. Just don't fall off the circle. You fell off the circle. Okay, bye. I tried.
Also, by the way, dominoes are not a thing for Vegas. Okay, bye. So then the guest wants to have a ring in his wife's dessert. So, because they've sent Pete off to get pizza from the mainland. And so now he's going to be going out to get pizza because Sandy doesn't want to bother Kiko with making crew dinner. So Hannah's like, all right, Pete. So here's the thing. We need you to go find a patisserie also. And he's like, what's a patisserie? Is that for flowers? She's like,
it's a baker where you get cake. And he's like, I'll find you a cake. Yeah.
How does he make that sound disgusting?
He does. He makes even that sound like harassment, you know?
My eyes cannot rotate around enough to show how disgusted I am by you, Pete. Mm-hmm.
And Hannah sees bugs in her fanny pack and her ripped tights, and she just squints. She just gives her, like, eons like of honey eyes.
From her eyeballs.
It's just like, yeah, it's like, it's like, interesting.
And Bugsy goes, they call it fashion, darling. And it's like, they call it, get the fuck out of my face, darling.
And then we see Unit go for his pizza, and the guy is so excited to see him. He's like, I'm here for a pizza. And the guy's like, pizza, yes, you're here for pizza, yes, you've got a pizza. Like, the guy's so thrilled to see him. He's like, cakes here.
I'm sure that if he had not been a dumbass posting obnoxious, racist shit on his Instagram, this was probably an entire storyline of Pete going to the mainland, trying to find a cake, and, like, royally messing it up. It probably would have been, like, a half episode of him be like, they don't have cake here. Go to the patisserie. To the Foot Locker, the patisserie. To the docks, patisserie.
That's a whorehouse, Pete.
They said go to the patisserie.
God, do you hear that? It is raining like heck. God is sobbing today, y'all. I think it's
because of this Kiko episode. Wait, I want to hear it. Can I hear the rain? I'm listening.
Do you hear it?
I do. Oh my god, that's not, I had to be really quiet and put both my headphones in, and it's like the most wait, I want to listen. That is like so relaxing.
This shit is not I mean, it's relaxing, I guess, from where you're sitting. Do you hear it now? Listen.
I'm sure you're stressed. You're sitting in Kiko's tears.
That's what it feels like. Man, Texas does not fuck around. We do everything big here. This rain is crazy. Okay, sorry. Everybody's rain like, we've heard rain before. Rain.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, thanks, Ronnie. We've heard rain before. On the
rain, honey.
No, I can't stand you the do. Rain.
Now I wish it would rain now. Down on me. It's just Hannah singing rain songs. Rain. Feel it on my fingertips. Feel it on the windowsill.
Yeah, it feels like I'm in a car wash. Anyway, okay, let's go back to it. Sorry, everybody. I know it rains everywhere, but in LA, it really doesn't.
No, that's why I was like, I need to listen.
Like, and when, it doesn't rain like this.
This sounds so dorky, but when I play Animal Crossing and when it rains in Animal Crossing.
It sounds dorky.
But, like, if you take out your little umbrella in Animal Crossing, they make the audio of the rain sound like rain on an umbrella. And sometimes they just, like, stop and listen because it's so relaxing and lovely.
Oh. Okay, so Unit gets a pizza. So then the captain's like, oh, you're going to cook Kiko style tonight, Kiko? Sure. Oh, I can't wait. You know what? I hope everybody has tablecloths to wear as napkins for your sloppy-ass food. Can't wait to watch you fail successfully. Come on.
JDYF, if you know what I'm saying. No, that stands for just do your food. Just do your food. JDYF.
What would JYDF do?
So the guests are showing up to dinner, and Bugsy is like, "Welcome to your '90s hip hop." I'm like, "Yep, that sounds just like '90s hip hop to me." Bugsy saying it just like that.
So let's see. Green mush is served, then fish, grilled sea bass, and all that. And they keep cutting to Kiko making this spinach mash.
Yes.
Over and over. And it's like a green gooey thing because we don't know what it is yet. And so they keep stopping the music and cutting to him making this. It's so funny. They're like, oh, the green thing. It's going to be a failure.
This is what I wanted. I wanted you to do your food. You know, the kind of food that when you put it on a plate, it's shapeless and spreads out everywhere and touches everything. I love that.
You know what? You might not be right for a yacht, but anybody who needs a gremlin in a blender, I mean, I would recommend you in a heartbeat, Keith.
I like that your food reminds me of Ghostbusters 2 and how it's like your food. I bet if we put it in the Statue of Liberty, it would walk all around, huh?
So the guests love the food, and they ask for Kiko to come up, and they just applaud him and scream his name and cheer for him. And the captain's just leaning on the door listening like, wow, what a way to go down.
Little do these people know he's already fired and has been crying all day. Just do your food. Can we also talk about that Hannah put like a ribbon in her hair, in her ponytail? And Sandy was like, that's pretty. That's real pretty. And she's like, it's stockings. That's about as inventive as I get. Like, why are you dressing up like you're in Greece for 90s hip hop night?
Well, look at her vision of Vegas. You know? 90s hip hop. I don't know if it translated the same. So have they already done their hip hop thing? Or do they do that?
No, later? Right now Kiko is just receiving his, like, they're giving him the ovation.
Oh, I forgot this part. This is a very important part. Kiko's crying.
But it's so sweet because he's telling us, he's like, it's nice. It's cool. It's sad. It was like I was getting emotional for him. Just see, like, it was such a nice moment to be fired on, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, he's a sweet guy. You know, I just, when he's crying this much, I'm like, you know, I don't want to go camping with you, you know, which shouldn't have anything to do with anything. It's just one of those things, like, you're really nice. I would like to be friends with you, but not that close because I feel like you'd cry. You wouldn't put up the tent. Like, you'd just cry all the time and complain, you know, like, I feel bad for him, but I also don't want to camp with him. There, that's my opinion on it. I don't know how to explain it any further.
I want to camp with many people on this show. I don't think I want to camp.
That's all I can think right now. I'm like, would you be able to put up a tent?
I actually think like Kiko is the person I most want to camp with, because I feel like he would. I feel like his food is really good for camping, like a big mushy thing. That's pretty much all you can make with camping. It's like hot dogs and mushy things. And then he would. I feel like he would put up the tent. I feel like the unit would not put up a good tent. I feel like he would just make jokes about pitching a tent.
I don't know. And you know what the thing is? I hate camping. So who cares?
Yeah, I don't know why you took us to this place.
Okay? I don't either. I'm trying to explain what's bothering me about it. Because at first I was like, poor Kiko. And then I was like, oh, poor Kiko. And then I was like, oh, poor guy. And now I'm like, oh, shut up. Just shut up.
Well, I think what bothered me about it was the whole I can't even serve breakfast. Because then it's like, okay, dude. Like, I understand why you were sad and you were disappointed in yourself, of course. And you're crying, you're getting the ovation. That makes sense, because this is really emotional for you. And to get, after everything, to get like this huge amount of appreciation from people, I totally support that. But the crying and not being able to serve breakfast when it's like scramble some eggs. Like, it's not.
Yeah, but he like, did come back to work. So, you know, give him credit for
but
that.
He's so lovely. He's lovely.
Bugsy, you know, typical Bugsy fashion.
Kiko, I heard him cheering for you. That's really incredible.
And then she like tilts her head and smiles while she polishes the glass, like kind of in that fakey, you know.
Yeah.
Lady down
the
street way.
They were saying something about, let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Was that about you, Kiko? Have you been having sex with him?
So Hannah comes in and hugs him, and they cry and kiss and stuff. And then dessert's delivered, and they love his dessert as well. And Hannah delivers the cake for the wedding, for the ring, for the lady. And it's really sad, and she starts crying. And then Malia is getting ready to go out there, because they have to go do their wrap thing. And she's like, this is giving me a wedgie in all the wrong places. Zero dignity.
Zero dignity.
Or as I like to say, no dignity.
Yeah, which actually would have been apt.
That would have been apt.
Yeah. So they come out to rap, and I just wrote, I can't. And then I didn't write anymore. I think I had a mini stroke. So have fun.
Yeah. So I'm not even, we already recited the rough draft of the lyrics. I'm not even going to recite their final draft. It was like if you went to camp. If you went to Camp Getaway, not just any camp, you went to Camp Getaway and they all rapped for you. That's pretty much what it was. So now it's the final day of the charter. And so Sandy is telling, she like walks up to Jess and is like, great job. Great job. I mean, I got a sliding scale right now. You know, I mean, Kiko kind of, you know, adjusted. We've got a curve. We're grading on a curve this charter. So great job. You might want to get your hand out of the juicer. It's going to get all torn up again. So. Great job. Great job.
Yeah, great job. So then Kiko is, you know, cooking his last meal, the breakfast, and Unit comes in. He's like, or Alex, somebody comes in. They're like, God, I'm tired. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to sleep. I'm going to finish breakfast, and then I sleep, and then I have 6 beers. Yeah. And then anchor up, and it's pajama party. Oh, because the guests are still wearing their pajamas.
Mm-hmm.
And basically now it's time to take orders for breakfast, and Jess is like, okay, so you guys want an omelet, because like he does really good omelets. Okay, so one with spinach, okay I'll take those. So she goes downstairs while Bugs is asking Kiko what the orders are that are gonna be coming up, and he's like, I don't know, ask Jess. And Jess is like,
Jess, honey, are you writing down breakfast orders for the chef yet? No. Mm-hmm. Can we please start doing that? She's like, oh, sure, Hannah.
And then we cut to Bugs with her disapproving face.
Oh, I don't approve how you handled that. If I was Chief Sue, face.
So guess what? Malia's up with Sandy, and she's like, oh my God, Thomas is in Madrid. And she's, what? I didn't realize that Tom was coming to visit. Norma didn't even say anything, that fucking Norma. It's like, well, I always say, do your food. And you know what she does? She does a crossword instead. Fucking Norma.
What a coincidence, Malia. Your boyfriend, who is a chef on yachts, coming the exact day I fired a chef from a yacht. That is crazy. Almost as crazy as having Bugsy here, who's a chief stew on a year I don't like Hannah, just kind of waiting for a chief stew position. Well, this is just nuts how this is all working out. Just do your food. That's how I live.
Can do you have his resume? Okay, let's see what it says here. Okay, from 2015 to 2018, doing food. Okay, and from 2019 to 2020, doing his food. Okay, hired.
Oh, so then Malia is in the wheelhouse. Oh, yeah, sorry. We just did that. Okay, so then it's intense docking at the port.
Dock.
So one of the guests tells Malia, wow, this is really intense. Malia's like, yeah, it's like the most intense.
And then they're like, well, she's like, well, you look really pretty when you do it. And she's like, thanks. She's like, I'd rather be cold. Said, I'm a pretty powerful person. Thank you very much. Time to dock. Shackles. Oh, I understand what this boat must feel like. I've been in shackles too. Am I right, boys?
So Kiko's going to get the hell out of there for the tip meeting. He's not going to wait. Yeah.
Which, by the way, listen, Kiko, grab your money. Like, don't like, I know you just want to get off this boat because now it represents like failure to you, but that's your money. Take it and
yeah,
then leave.
Get that just, money. Yeah, now's not the time to make your stand, okay?
This is what you want Hannah to send you cash in the mail. Like, get lock that money down and get out of there. This is not timing. Timing is a problem for him.
So Kiko says bye to the guests, and he's like, I cooked with love for you guys. And, you know, they're all lined up and stuff. And so Crystal gives her a little speech, and she's like, thank you guys so much. I'm so happy I'm crying. And she gives him what looks like a fat envelope. And one of her friends goes, did she cry?
She cried. Oh, God. So Hannah's like, you know, this is like one of her chipper moments. I love when Hannah delivers a chipper line. She's like, it's ironic. They just had the most amazing time and they have 9 new friends. Little do they realize that one of their 9 friends got fired in the middle of their dinner service.
And guess what Rob and Jess are doing? So Kiko says bye to people and skedaddles, basically. And then Hannah goes down and talks to him on the dock. And he's like, we've known each other a short time, but we're friends forever. I love you. It's not bullshit. And they cry and hug and stuff.
Mm-hmm. This is like a very Lily Sobieski moment. Like, this is, I feel like, how most Lily Sobieski movies end, is like two people crying on a dock before one goes off into wherever. So they're just like crying. And he's like, this is one of the best experiences in my life. I had good moments. I had bad moments. Good jokes. I made friends. I turned things into dominoes. I turned dominoes into things. I fried a lot of more food than I ever thought I would fry. I mean, I fried, I mashed, I fried. It was great.
Yeah, he's like, be yourself. Spread love to the world to have a better world. Aww. And then we get stress violins. Quick cuts. It's cut to Bugsy. And she's like,
it's a lot of change in a short time. Second stew, chef. That went down so badly. It shouldn't have gone down like that. I mean, we need a chef in T-2 days. Dun, dun, dun.
Just do your food.
And that is Below Deck Mediterranean. We are off tomorrow because we're waiting for Selling Sunset to come back next week. But we will be releasing our bonus episode covering Padma Lakshmi's Taste of America. So you can catch that over on our Patreon, and we'll be back Thursday and Friday with 2 video days with Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and Real Housewives of New York City.
Everyone, have a wonderful night. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye.